It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Bearcat Arena. Once again, the Northwest Missouri State basketball team's back in action. The doubleheader this afternoon, Northwest and the University of Central Missouri. The Bearcat women are about to play the eighth-ranked team in the nation. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, I mentioned when we got here today, it kind of feels like the movie Groundhog Day with games coming every other day. You know, remember back in the old days when it used to be Wednesday, Saturday, schedule a little more hectic this year so far.
It certainly has, especially the first couple weeks here in January as the MIAA using the opportunity with classes being out of session still for a lot of these schools to get in a lot of games prior to the start of the spring trimester here. And it's been every other day essentially for the past a couple of weeks, and then starting next week we'll get back into more of a regular schedule, if you can call that. There'll be a couple Thursday games coming up later in the month, but primarily from here on out it'll be that Wednesday, Saturday. But boy, it's been tough. We played Monday night, played Thursday, turned around, play again here today, and then it seems like we have all kinds of time off before we get ready to go for Wednesday when Missouri Southern comes to town.
And I think the one thing that we have seen, obviously the Northwest men continue to rack up wins, but this Northwest women's team has still been improving, which is what we really are looking for out of this team this year.
And it might not necessarily show up in the wins and the losses, but you can see some improvements from game to game, getting into some of the things that Coach Smith wants to do with this team. Hopefully, as the season wears along, that improvement will start showing up in wins and losses. But right now, just looking at the little things, they've been cutting down on turnovers. They had to fight back after falling behind early against Southwest Baptist, and that fighting instinct all the way through, they could have very easily given up in that ball game. They fought to the very end in that one. So seeing a lot of things that are positive out of this team. Unfortunately, it just hasn't resulted in the wins up to this point.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri, our doubleheader. When we come back, we'll have more for you from Bearcat Arena. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
We're back at Bearcat Arena getting ready for this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri. And, John, this Central women's team, somewhat similar to what we saw out of the Southwest Baptist men's team the other night, and the fact that they're not going to spend a lot of time on offense. They're just going to come up first opportunity they get, we're going to see the ball in the air.
And I think the main difference between the two teams, the Central Women's team has been much more successful with this than what Southwest Baptist men's team has been this season. This is a very good UCM squad right now, ranked 8th nationally. Teams put together a lot of wins and expected to be near the top of the conference when everything's said and done at the end of the year. So it's going to be a very tough ball game for Northwest, but they're just going to have to really try to defend that perimeter a little bit better than what they did last Thursday against the Southwest Baptist women, where SBU at one point shooting about 70% from the field in the first half last Thursday. And, of course, you don't expect to see that very often, but Northwest can get a little bit of pressure out on the perimeter against some of these good shooters for Central Missouri. Could see a little bit of a different type of game here in the first half.
Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Des Moines native Bill Oliver is a 1981 graduate of Northwest Missouri State and says his experiences while working on the university's public radio station, KXCV, have aided him throughout his career, and one night in particular stands out to him. July 24th, 1979, the night of the administration building fire. The fire destroyed the KXCV studios, forcing the staff and students to find a way to get the station back on the air by the next morning.
Being called out from the dorm and seeing what was happening to the west end of the administration building, and then the immediate response by Raleigh Stallman and Warren Stuckey and everyone else in the administration to allow us to be able to put together that temporary facility in the construction trailer underneath the tower at the former tower site north of campus. And that emergency response, you know, that still stays with me anytime there's an emergency situation, be it a severe weather or whether there's a breaking news item. You know, I still roll back what's it been now, 34 years to that incident and how well everybody responded.
Oliver says he has stayed in the broadcast field in a number of different capacities since graduation.
Most of what I've done since college has been in news and sports, but I've had the opportunity to be in management, in operations, had the opportunity to be a manager at three radio stations, and 3.5 years ago had the opportunity to join a new staff in Bryan College Station for a locally owned company that does things the right way.
Oliver is currently the news director of WTAW Radio in Bryan College Station, Texas.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. And coach, despite a loss the other night at Southwest Baptist, it really looked like you got some decent play out of the team.
I was very pleased, you know, going back and watching some film and, you know, seeing a lot of positives. Obviously, you know, there's a couple things that we wish we could have done a little differently, you know, in certain situations, but with us being on the road and competing like we did, you know, it was just unfortunate that SBU shot it as well as they did. I mean, that's just kind of unheard of. And, you know, all you can kind of do is look back and laugh at it now because you know, it is what it is. Hopefully the thing is, though, is we took a lot of positive things from the team statistically, you know, in a lot of categories. And I felt like our players were really, you know, for the most part, pleased, you know, with our effort. Obviously, it's never good to walk away with a loss, but, you know, right now just trying to continue to look at the positives because of our schedule coming up. You know, obviously we've got a tough opponent today, but, you know, looking past this and the opportunities that we may have. And so we're just hoping to build on what we did on the road. And obviously it's always always fun to play in front of your home crowd. You know, there's a lot of energy here in Bearcat Arena, and we're hoping for that again today.
And when players do get in front of the home crowd, is it just kind of a little bit extra energy? What is it that a home crowd and a good crowd like we see here can do for a team?
Well, I think it is because I think our players understand our support. And obviously no one wants to let down anyone, you know, as far as our fans are concerned. I hope that's how we take it because obviously I don't like to disappoint either, you know, with that. So I think just any time you're at home and you're around, you know, surroundings are you're used to and obviously things like that, it just usually you know, plays into our favor. Hopefully we've got a tremendous opportunity today, Matt. There's not really a whole lot of pressure on us. It's just a matter of us just going out and competing and trying to make things difficult for Central Missouri, because a lot of teams haven't made things difficult for them. You know, they kind of let them do what they want, and you'll see that with their style of play. And the key for us is, number one, is going to be able to keep them off the offensive glass. They average about 14 offensive rebounds a game, and we want to dictate the tempo. They want to get up and down and shoot after the first pass. We're going to make them, hopefully we're going to make them play defense on us for 20 to 25 seconds of the shot clock, because they don't want to play defense. That's one thing that I kind of feel like with this team. They just want to go down and score points. So, again, it just comes down to us believing in ourselves. I'm starting to see a little bit more of that within this team right now, and a little bit more confidence. And as I mentioned, we just want to go out, win, lose, or draw. We just want to go out and get positive energy and effort like I've seen the last couple games.
And we've seen you match up against a few of the top teams in the MIAA, match up well. And we've seen this Central team play some close games against some of those teams as well. So does that kind of add to your thought about the opportunity today?
Well, I do. I think that there's a good chance that possibly some of their players are overlooking us. Just kind of look us up on the World Wide Web. Can do so many things these days, So their kids are going to get on there and say, look at our overall record and things like that. I've seen it before. Last year I think this group was up on Central Missouri at their place, end up losing it in the second half and falling behind. But me personally, last year as well with my team, last year we beat Central. So there's ways to beat them. The thing is I think rebounding and probably patience are going to be the two things that we're going to have to see this afternoon.
All right, Coach. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
A Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Saturday, January 25th. Dr. Rebecca Donnell will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Convention in Orlando, Florida, titled Etudes That Engage. She says the clinic will showcase a project she's been working on for a few years.
The last few years, partly with Northwest Professional Development Funds, I've had a project of notating arrangements that I have been doing improvised, so to speak, in lessons with my students. And that is, one of the factors in flute study that builds a good player is the practice of using etudes, which are works designed to be fairly short, one or two pages, but have a very specific aspect of flute playing that is looking to help the player improve.
Donnell says these are occasionally such great music they can be performed as concert pieces. She says the etudes considered most famous for flute repertoire are those of Joachim Andersen.
He wrote 9 books of etudes, and what I've done is taken the first 2 volumes that a player would study and arranged a fair number of them. I think I've got about 19 notated, either into flute duets or flute trios, or one is even as large as a quintet. I've also, for a few of them, written some original prelude material to help the player sort of warm up and get ready for the challenges of the etude at hand, or a step-by-step process of how to sort of break down the etude and how to learn it well.
The arrangements were inspired by Donnell's experiences as a student of legendary French flutist Marcel Moyse, work she continues to use to this day with Northwest students. The 38th Annual Florida Flute Association Convention is a 3-day event filled with competitions, concerts, exhibits, and presentations.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for today's doubleheader, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri, as we look at starting lineups first for this women's matchup. And Central Missouri coach Dave Slifer going with Quinnesia Twine, a 5'8" senior out of Atlanta, a transfer into the program from Central Florida Community College. She averages 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also for the University of Central Missouri, Kiana Flax is a 5'11" senior out of Haltom City, Texas. She's the one that leads them in just about everything, scoring, rebounding, and assists, averaging 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 33 assists so far this year. Shelby Winkleman is a 5'9" sophomore out of Rhineland, Missouri, transferred to Central Missouri from the University of Nebraska, averages 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. Rhea Watley is a 5'6" junior guard out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, averages 5 points and 2 rebounds a game for Central Missouri. Ravonia Howard is a 6'3" junior forward from Chicago, a transfer to Central Missouri from Rock Valley College. She averages 10 points and 8 rebounds a game, also leads the team, having blocked 22 shots. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior out of South Bend, Indiana. Team leader in scoring, steals, and three-point shooting. She averages 16 points and 5 rebounds a game. She has 21 steals so far this year and is 28 of 83 on three-point attempts so far. Ashley Nelson at 5'9", she is a junior guard out of Omaha, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game for Northwest. Monique Stevens averages 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. She is a 5'3" senior from Victoria, Australia. Leads the team with 39 assists. Shelby Mustaine is a 6'2" freshman from Jefferson City, averaging 6.5 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. She leads the team with 21 blocked shots. Annie Matthews at 5'10", she is a junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, coming off a 20-point, 9-rebound performance for Northwest in their loss on Thursday at Southwest Baptist. Matthews leads the team in rebounding, pulling down 8 a game. She also averages 8 points a game for Northwest. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri. We're back to get you ready for the tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're back out at Bearcat Arena. They're about to introduce starting lineups for Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri. The women's matchup first, with the men's game coming up a little bit later on. Let's pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, we've talked about this matchup, John, just in front of us here, but that men's game looks like it could play out to be an exciting one this afternoon as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. Northwest right now goes into this afternoon's action, a half game in front of Missouri Southern and MIAA standings, but right behind those two teams, Central Missouri, they come in with a 6-2 a conference record, and Northwest at 7-1, and you know the Mules are going to be in the thick of things by the end of the season. Well, they already are, but it's going to be right now a pretty tight race shaping up, it looks like, between Northwest, Central, Missouri Southern, possibly Fort A State. So even though it is relatively early in the conference season, a very big game coming up.
Absolutely. And just one more note before we get started here. We only see 6 cheerleaders and no steppers today. Of course, they are competing at Nationals down in Florida this weekend. And just saw a note earlier that the steppers did make the finals, which will take place tomorrow. So good luck to the Bearcat steppers as well as the cheerleaders as they perform down in Orlando, where I'm sure the weather is much better than here.
Oh, it's got to be. And again, they go down every year and perform very well, represent Northwest Missouri State very well, and hopefully can come back with the championship after tomorrow.
Central Missouri will be in their road red uniforms. They have black numbers, and for Northwest Missouri State in the home, white and green. So teams come out to midcourt. Northwest will send Shelby Mustaine to the center circle to get this one started. She'll be across this afternoon from Veravania Howard. Howard again, the 6'3 junior out of Chicago. Number 8 team ranked in the nation, the University of Central Missouri, and Northwest Missouri State women looking for the upset here this afternoon. We are set to get this one underway. The official checks with the captains, and we're ready to go. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Central as they work right to left here at Bearcat Arena to get this game started. Watley with the pass to the free throw line, a jumper up and good. And actually, Watley took that jumper. She faked the pass, and she's got the first 2 points of the game less than 10 seconds into the game. Over on the right side, Ariel Easton for Northwest, their first possession of the game. The high post, Mustaine gets it down to Nelson on the baseline right. Spins to Monique Stevens. Stevens will bring it top of the key now to the high post left this time for Matthews. She dribbles out toward the top of the key, gives it up for Easton there. Easton on the right side, open after a screen from Matthews, knocks down the three from the top of the key. 3-2 lead for Northwest. Watley quickly up the floor, into the paint, spins, picks up the dribble, now gets it out top of the key for Winkleman. Pass out to the right side. Now it comes from Flax over to the left for Watley. A three-pointer missed badly. The rebound to Ashley Nelson. She'll give it up to Stevens, who works it ahead to Easton. Easton on the right wing. Shot fake. Now to Stevens. Over to the left for Nelson. Drive to the baseline. She's going to go up with the shot. Tried to draw contact. No, didn't get the shot to go. Got the rebound and the follow. No, but she draws the foul that time. And will head to the free throw line to shoot two after the foul on Kiana Flax.
Early on, a much better start for Northwest than what they had Thursday night against SBU. Matt, just seems like they're a lot fresher at this point in the game. On Thursday, it looked like they were dragging from the very start of the game.
A couple of free throw attempts coming up for Ashley Nelson, and the first one off the left side of the rim. something about being home and not having a 3.5-4 hour trip before the game that maybe gives you a little more spring in your step.
Boy, it does help.
And the second free throw good for Nelson. First point of the game for her, and Northwest has opened up a 4-2 lead over Central Missouri. 8:50 to play in the first half. Cross midcourt, Watleach to the top of the key. On to the left side for Winkleman. One dribble for her. She'll go up top for Twine. Now over to the right side, Watley, giving some space. Now drives. Picks up the dribble in the paint. Kick out left side, Winkleman. Bounce pass goes inside to Howard. Howard trying to square. Got away with the travel and hits the shot off the glass. It was a pretty obvious one there that got missed, and it ties the game at 4. 18:26 to play in the first half. Easton with it at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right on the wing. Now to Mustaine. Free throw line. 15-foot jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound tip pulled down inside by Howard for Central Missouri. Watley now over to the right side. Winkleman. Winkleman gives it back to Watley, who bobbles the ball, and it rolls right out to Easton in the right corner. She'll push it up in transition for Northwest into the paint. Right side, Nelson. Open a three from the wing. Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. Nelson gives her team a 7-4 lead just over 2 minutes into it here at Bearcat Arena. Watley will bring it across midcourt now to the free throw line, out to the top of the key flax. Over to the right side, Twine, guarded by Monique Stevens. Winkleman top of the key, now to the left side flax. Over to the wing, Watley. She'll take a three, and that one is good for Brielle Watley. Just the 7th 3 of the season for Watley. She has 5 of the 7 central points, and we're tied at 7. Northwest Missouri State with it. Mustaine at the right elbow. Back to the basket, holding on to it. Now we'll dribble it out to the wing. Gets it to Nelson on a backdoor cut. Now a pass into Matthews is tipped high in the air. Stevens comes out of there with it, and we'll go at the layup on the left side. It's good for Monique Stevens. 9-7 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Just about 3 minutes into it here at Bearcat Arena. Watley across midcourt. Over to the left side, Flax. Now into the corner for Twine. Up top of the key, Winkleman. She'll work it to the right side. Now Watley takes another three. That one off the front of the rim. No good. Mustaine has the rebound knocked away, and Watley's right there for the loose ball. She'll hit the layup on the right side. 7 now for Brielle Watley. Game tied at 9. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 16:43 to go in the first half. Over to the right side. Nelson on the wing. Top of the key, Easton. Open. 3 is on the way. Good for Ariel Easton. Couple of early threes for Easton. She has 30 now in the season, and it's a 12-9 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. Watley at the free throw line, pass to the right, tipped loose by Ashley Nelson, but it's off of her foot and out of bounds as it went into the scorer's table, the table across from the scorer's table, and an inbound coming for Central Missouri.
Good hustle by Nelson going after that loose ball and diving after trying to save it inbounds.
Now Watley between the circles will work it over to the left side of the floor, give it up on the wing for Flax to the top of the key, Twine. Twine spins, tries to drive, nearly lost it. Out to Watley. Up with a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Mustaine. Tough board there for Shelby Mustaine. And she gets it out to Stevens on the right side. Now to Mustaine at the top of the key. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson looks in at Matthews. Not there. Over to Stevens' right side. Now to Matthews. She comes out on the wing. Was actually coming out to set a screen when she got the pass. Now Stevens down to the baseline. Spins to Mustaine. Left side, Nelson. Drive to the baseline. Blows by Winkleman and draws the reach-in foul on Shelby Winkleman. That'll be the first foul on her. Second team foul against the Jennies. Merity Scott and Timber Schechinger into the ballgame for Northwest. Scott gave the Cats a good spark scoring-wise in the second half of the loss and the comeback attempt against Southwest Baptist Thursday. Stevens will step out to inbound on the baseline left. 15:48 to play in the first half. The inbound to Schechinger down the left side of the lane. Now to Scott. Scott to the free throw line. Matthews shot fake. And she was able to get by Howard and hit the 10-footer in the lane. First points for Annie Matthews. Bearcats up by 5, 14-9. 15:34 to go in the first half. Left side, Twine with it. Looks down low for Howard. Got it to her. Now across the paint for Watley. Watley with the dribble. Left-handed shot. Bounds out. Rebound tipped by Matthews. Schechinger will chase it down in the corner for Northwest. Now to Stevens. Middle of the floor for her. She'll bring it over to the left side. Hand it for Easton on the wing. Now to the high post. Schechinger squares. Working against Howard. Goes on the drive up with a shot too hard. Rebound fought for and a foul call here. As Annie Matthews and Timber Schechinger both crashing the board. Schechinger called for the first Bearcat foul this afternoon. 15:08 to go in the first half. 14-9. The Northwest women with the lead over Central Missouri. Watley across midcourt. She works it over to the right side between the circles. Now at the top of the key, dribbles over to the left. Down the lane she goes. Shevkinger cuts her off to Winkleman. Winkleman on the baseline of the drive into a double team, and she goes up with a shot and misses it, but does draw a foul and will go to the line for two. For Central Missouri, the foul call against Meredith Scott is her first. The free throws will come after a timeout. 14-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Missouri. 14:49 to play in the first half. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
To Bearcat Arena, 14-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of Central Missouri. And, John, a much better start to this matchup than what we saw on Thursday for Northwest.
Oh, no doubt about it. Northwest is taking some good percentage shots. And one of the biggest differences between tonight or this afternoon and Thursday night, the fact they're knocking down some shots early. And that's also helping them on the defensive end. You're seeing them be a little more aggressive defensively. They've got a couple of points out of transition, and just looking like a much better team today than they did on Thursday night.
Shelby Winkleman at the free throw line out of the timeout. Hits both free throws. It's a 14-11 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball. 14:43 to play in the first half. Scott gives it up to Shekinger. She's at the right elbow. Now hands it top of the key. Easton on the drive down the right side of the lane. Double clutch shot. Getting a hand on it was Twine. Shot no good. And the rebound inside for Kiana Flax for Central Missouri. Into the left corner it goes. Twine open. The three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. Winkleman crashes the boards, and as she's falling, gets it to Kiana Flax, who is wide open underneath. First points for Flax, and it's a 14-13 game. Scott with it on the left wing for Northwest. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to Shekinger. Guarded by Howard. Lobs it in to Matthews. Now over to the right side, Scott. Scott will bring it toward the top of the key. Now to the right elbow for Matthews. Out to the right side. Stevens gets a screen from Matthews. Steps back. Takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Howard inside for Central Missouri. Gives it up to Shelby Winkleman, who brings it across midcourt. Lob inside is tipped away by Ariel Easton, but a foul call will give Central the basketball underneath the basket right side as Easton is whistled for her first. Third team foul against Northwest. Shelby Mustaine back in the lineup, along with Ashley Nelson. Stevens and Matthews to the sideline for the Cats. 13:49 to play in the first half. Brianna Lewis checks into the lineup for Central Missouri, a 5'7 senior out of Greenville, Mississippi. Her inbound into the right corner for Flax. Comes out between the circles. Now back right. Lewis takes a three. Nothing but net for Brianna Lewis. She's 31 of 101 on three-point attempts. She leads them with the most threes made so far this year. 16-14 lead now for Central Missouri. Right side, Northwest Missouri State with it. Nelson out between the circles for Scott. Gets a screen from Shekinger to the wing. Down to the baseline. Now spins. Gets it top of the key to Nelson. Nelson onto the right side, Easton. Easton thought about a drive to the baseline, but is cut off. Skips it across left side, Nelson. Eight on the shot clock. Nelson to the top of the key. Gives it up for Easton. Easton to the right will take a three from the wing. Good for Ariel Easton. She's feeling it here in the first half.
Big bucket for Northwest, stopping a 7-0 run out of Central.
17-16, the lead for the Cats. 13 minutes to play in the first half. Left side, Lewis with it. Inside to Howard. Guarded by Mustaine. Howard into the paint. Hook shot too strong. Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up to Easton. Up the middle of the floor to the top of the key. Now to the right for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Gives it up for Easton in the corner. Easton trying to blow by Andy Wallert. Draws the foul on Wallert. 5'5 freshman out of St. Joseph and Benton High School called for her first, team's third. Matthews back in the game for Northwest. Alexandria Blarock will check in for Northwest as well. Schechinger and Scott to the sideline. Blarock, a 5'8 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas, seeing her first action of the afternoon. Easton's inbound to Matthews at the top of the key. We'll hand it for Easton, who sets the offense from the center circle. Left side, Nelson on the wing. To the high post, Matthews over to the right elbow for Mustaine. Now to Blarock, right wing. She'll drive down to the baseline with it into a double team. Spins, gets it to Mustaine. Mustaine out to the left for Nelson. Shot fake on the three to the high post for Matthews. 10 on the shot clock. Matthews, top of the key, Nelson. Nelson with the crossover into the paint. Bump, gives it up for Matthews. 14-footer no good. Howard the rebound inside for Central Missouri. Gets it out for Wallert. Now to the left side, Lewis. A three-pointer on the way. Misses to the left. Rebound, Howard. Her follow inside is good. Ravania Howard with 4 points, and it's an 18-17 lead for Central Missouri. Easton across the timeline with it to the top of the key. Crosses over, brings it up top. Now we'll dribble all the way over to the left wing, into the corner for Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Mustaine, now inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, up with the shot, no good. Howard, another rebound for the Jennies. Wallert brings it up the floor, top of the key, now to the left side, kick out for Lewis. Lewis up top, she'll work it over toward the right. Now to Wallert on the left wing, a three-pointer on the way. The air ball underneath to Howard, and she goes up and hits the shot on the right side. That's six for Howard, and Bearcat head coach Michael Smith calling a timeout.
One of the keys right now for at Central, they're taking a lot of threes, not necessarily hitting them, but they're getting the rebound off of those, and they're getting some buckets inside because of that. So the three-point shooting right now is not hurting Northwest, but the problem is Northwest is letting Central get too many offensive rebounds and second-chance points.
Yeah, that was one thing that Coach talked about in the pregame, was a very big key today. Central is a very good offensive rebounding team, and from their four offensive rebounds so far, 8 points. So they've scored on every one that they have gotten, and that's why Coach said this was going to be a big key. 11:23 to play in the first half, 20-17, Central with the lead over Northwest Missouri State.
And I think that's the reason for that last timeout after a bad miss on a three. Central had the position inside and had an easy bucket because of that. I think Coach calling the timeout just to remind them to block out a little bit better on defense.
Nelson with it on the left side. To the high post for Matthews. Now out to Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. She works it to the right with a dribble. Now to Mustaine at the right elbow. Mustaine out to Easton. She'll try the drive and shot blocked away by Flax. And a loose ball picked up by Central Missouri. Across midcourt comes Lewis. Now she'll stop at the free throw line. Spins, gets it out to Brianna Embry. Inside pass to Flax is tipped away. Easton gets the steal but stepped on the sideline as she tried to chase that one down. And Central Missouri will keep possession. Good hustle inside to come around and knock that ball loose away from Flax by Ariel Easton. And now Flax goes to the sideline as Justina Prairie Chief checks into the lineup. A 5'8 junior out of El Reno, Oklahoma and Cochise Community College. On the right side, Wallert with it on the wing. Brings it out to the top of the key. Lewis trying to drive with it, cut off by Stevens. Now we'll go up with a 15-footer. It misses to the right. Rebound tipped around. It's off the fingertips of Ariel Easton and out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Central. 10:32 to play in the first half. Right now a 20-17 lead for the Jennies.
That time the Bearcats did a better job blocking out, unfortunately fighting among themselves for the rebound.
Embry with the top of the key to Wallert on the right side. Both of them Benton High School products in St. Joseph. Now Embry with it on the wing. Takes the three. No good. Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. We'll get it out to Stevens. And she'll bring it up the floor for the Cats. Over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson looking in at Matthews. Gets the bounce pass to her on a mismatch. She misses the shot. Rebound Mustaine. Follow, no. This time the rebound tipped to Lewis. She's going to lead the break one-on-one with Nelson. Goes around Nelson. And the Bearcat fans wanted a travel call. They won't get it, and the bucket good by Lewis. That's five for her. It's a five-point lead for Central with 9:50 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson now back to Stevens. Stevens will get a screen from Matthews. Dribbles up to the wing, now to the top of the key. Thought about a three, instead gives it up for Easton. Easton over to the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Inside to Matthews. Double team. Now to Mustaine. Left side Nelson. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound tipped by Matthews. Picked up by Nelson. And she'll get it to Monique Stevens with a fresh 30. Stevens resets the offense for Northwest with 9:18 to play in the first half. The Bearcats are down by 5. Stevens works it over to the right side, and now we've got a foul call. This away from the ball. Brianna Lewis called for the foul. That'll be her first. Team's fourth, and we come to a timeout with 9:13 to go in the first half. 22-17, Central with the lead over Northwest. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Bearcat Arena, it's an afternoon doubleheader, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri, 22-17. The Central women with the lead over Northwest with 9:13 to play in the first half.
Statistics kind of bear up. That's been a close game so far. Both teams have had a five-point lead at one point in this first half. For Northwest, shooting 35% from the field. Central Missouri, 47. And for Central, really the big key, they've missed some threes. They're only 2 of 8 from three-point range, but Central getting some rebounds and putbacks for easy buckets.
Meredith Scott will take it between the circles for Northwest. One dribble for her, and then a hand-check foul. This is going to be called on Brianna Embry. It's first on Embry, and it's the fifth team foul against Central. Inbound for Northwest now on the far sideline. Stevens calls out the offense as she takes the inbound pass from Nelson. Now over to Nelson on the left side. The end of the corner for Matthews. Up to the wing, Stevens. Top of the key, Scott. Scott dribbles over to the right side. Got a screen from Ashley Ginther. Now to the left, Stevens. A three-pointer on the way. That one's short. Rebound underneath, and Embry will come out of there with it for Central Missouri. Had to fight off Ashley Nelson for that board. Ahead to Lewis on the left side. She goes on the drive, up with the shot. No good, but a block foul going to be called here on Monique Stevens. That'll be the first on Stevens. Fourth team foul. And they're going to call this one on the shot. So a couple of free throws coming up for Brianna Lewis for Central Missouri. Almost made a comment a little bit earlier. It's a little tough sometimes in action to see the numbers for Central on the red jerseys, but remembering our last ball game here at Bearcat Arena, I will hold back.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake compared to that. We've got Central's women's jerseys, the black numerals trimmed in white on a red jersey, which normally you think that's, it is a little tough, but by gosh, after Northeastern State the other night, black on black, that was a nightmare for us anyway.
Yeah, Lewis with the first free throw good for Central. The second one also good. So the 77% free throw shooter knocks them both down. 7 points for her. And it's a 7-point lead for Central. Biggest of the game for either team. On the right side, Easton with it on the wing. Central playing a zone defense. Now to the high post, Matthews. Right corner, Stevens. A three on the way. No good. And a good block out and rebound inside by Danielle Berry for Central Missouri. They quickly push it up the other way. Another travel that wasn't called. This time the shot missed by Lewis. She covered about 15 feet without dribbling the basketball. And no call. So Northwest out of there with it. 24-17, the lead for Central. Nelson on the right wing into the corner for Matthews. Up to Stevens. Now between the circles, Easton onto the left side for Nelson. Now back to Easton. Over to Nelson. Left wing, inside now for Matthews. A dribble through the lane. Shot up. Good for Annie Matthews. Nice strong move there by Matthews. She has 4 points. It's a 5-point. Jenny's lead, 7:48 to play in the first. Central with the basketball. Now a drive and a kick out left side for Lewis. Into the corner it goes for Prairie Chief. Now across the lane, I should say, to the right side. A shot good for Brianna Embry. That's the first points for her. Back to a seven-point game. Central with the lead. Left side, Stevens. Over to the sideline, Easton. Now to Ginther at the elbow. Out to Stevens. Between the circles for Nelson. Nelson on to the left side and a timeout for Coach Michael Smith. He's seeing some confusion from his team. Central switched to a zone defense out of a man-to-man several trips ago down the floor, and Northwest is moving the ball, but you can kind of see a little sense of confusion in their eyes. Coach Smith seeing that same thing, now drawing something up for them to work with against that zone.
Like a good idea to get that timeout called, and the moment you see the confusion, because I think this is one of those games for Northwest to win. Every possession is going to be critical for the Cats.
Right now a 26-19 lead for Central over Northwest Missouri State, 7:22 to play in the first half. Cats will inbound on the far sideline. And Stevens will set the offense. Over to the wing for Easton. Now into the corner for Matthews. Up to the wing, Stevens. Top of the key, Nelson. Nelson on to the left side for Stevens. Chased down the pass before it got out of bounds. Five on the shot clock. Kick out. Nelson will take a three. Good! Ashley Nelson got it to go. Her second three of the game. And it's a 26-22 lead for Central over Northwest. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Left side, a three on the way from Prairie Chief. That one no good. And the rebound to Stevens for Northwest. Into the lane to Easton in the corner. Three on the way. That one rattles down. Ariel Easton with her fourth three of this first half. All of her points outside the arc, and it's a one-point game. Central with the lead in the ball. Prairie Chief on the left side of the free throw line. Now to Embry. Over to the right side it goes. Andy Wallert with it there. On to the left side, Prairie Chief takes a three and knocks that one down. Her sixth three of the season, and it's a 29-25 game. Central with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 6:15 to play in the first half. Nelson to Easton between the circles. As Central has gone back to a man-to-man. Now Easton backs it out after a shot fake at the free throw line. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with the dribble. Tries the up and under. Instead kicks it out to Nelson. Now to Stevens. Fakes right, goes left to Easton. Five on the shot clock. Easton on the wing. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson with a crossover. She's going up with the runner. No good. Rebound for Matthews inside. And Matthews, having to fight off a couple of Central defenders, draws the foul. And this foul will go against Justina Prairie Chief. That will be her first. Team sixth. So an inbound on the baseline left. Timber Schechinger, Shelby Mustaine back in the Bearcat lineup. Ginther and Matthews to the sideline. A few substitutes for Central as well, including Shelby Winkleman and Brielle Watley. Keanu Flax also back in the game, three of their starters. Stevens will inbound on the baseline left, 5:50 to play in the first half, a four-point lead for the University of Central Missouri. Stevens lobs it in. Nelson thought it was going to somebody else, let it go, and it goes right to Winkleman. Into the lane she goes with it, up with the shot, and it's good for Shelby Winkleman. Four for her, the lead back up to six for Central with 5:38 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles to Easton, out of the high post, Schechinger at the left elbow, out on the wing to Easton. Easton's thought about a three, instead over to Nelson on the right side. Nelson works it over to the left, goes on the drive, triple team, kicks it into the corner for Schechinger, eight on the shot clock. Schechinger, top of the key, gives it to Easton. Easton with a shot fake, now underneath on a backdoor cut to Stevens, and she draws the foul. This will go against Brielle Watley. Nice backdoor cut there by Monique Stevens to get open, and a nice pass to get it down to her as well, and a couple of free throws result for Stevens.
Watley a little bit upset. I don't think she felt like she committed the foul there, but perhaps not the best foul in the world either with the shot clock winding down the way it was. It was going to be a tough shot underneath for Monique, but everything's turning out pretty well for Northwest this possession.
Monique Stevens hits the first of the two free throw attempts. 5:11 to play in the first half. Right now a five-point game. Central with the lead, and the second free throw good by Stevens. So she hits both, has 4 points, 31-27. Central with the lead in the ball. Watley with it at the top of the key, over to the left side to Prairie Chief. Now out to the wing, Embry. Top of the key, Winkleman. Works it to Watley on the right wing, a three-pointer on the way. That air ball picked up by Nelson on the backside for Northwest. to Stevens. Coach tells her to slow it down. They want to control the pace of this game as Stevens walks it across the timeline. Watley there. Now ahead to Mustaine in the paint. She spins, goes up with the shot. No good. And a foul is going to be called against Central Missouri. Foul on Kiana Flax is going to be her second. The seventh team foul, so an opportunity at the free throw line for Shelby Mustaine. We come back from a timeout. 4:42 to play in the first half. 31-27 Central with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
4:42 to play in the first half. 31-27 Central's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now, after going the entire timeout without doing anything, the officials are looking at video for something. Northwest was headed back out onto the court. And, oh, I know what they're looking at here, and at the elbow. Because when Mustaine went to spin, when that foul call came against Flax from Central, she had her elbow up in the air, and if that elbow made contact with the head, that could be trouble for Shelby Mustaine, even though the foul call was against Central Missouri, which could make for an interesting argument here if that is the case.
And it's all coming out of that timeout. Coach Smith, not real happy as he walked out toward the center court and talked with one of those officials.
So two officials are looking at the video right now. One official had said something to Coach Smith, who right now is just talking with the five players that are in the game for him. On the other side, Dave Slifer, the head coach for Central Missouri, still has his players on the bench and looks like a normal timeout huddle here as they do review. Now, when Mustaine spun and the contact was made, Kiana Flux grabbed her shoulder, her left shoulder, and was moving her arm around as if she had gotten hit in the shoulder. If that doesn't tell you that she was hit in the shoulder with that elbow, maybe video will, but that's what they're checking on here.
And it doesn't appear that it's very conclusive with the video.
No.
When looking at two of the officials continuing to discuss and watch that same play over a couple of times.
And they've brought the third official that wasn't looking at the video over to look at it. And they just said one more time they want to see it again. But, again, when Kiana Flax grabs her shoulder and starts flexing her shoulder and moving it around, that tells me that that's where the contact was made. But I also don't have video to review, so we will wait and see what the officials decide here. But, again, they called the foul on Flax. So if you're going to turn around and give a flagrant foul to the player who was fouled, it would look kind of funny, but we'll see here. Coach Smith has his hands up in the air as if to kind of show she had a hold of the ball and is getting an explanation here. Now they'll bring both coaches together, and we'll see if we get any sort of reaction out of either of them. Coach Smith seems to be pleading his case a little bit. I mean, not drastically by any means, but doesn't look like we're going to have, and what they're looking at is whether or not it was a flagrant foul. But again, wouldn't look real good for the officials if the person who was fouled gets called for a flagrant foul.
Really? One thing we know right now, though, we got Mustaine going to the free throw line.
She's going to have a one-and-one opportunity from there. 60% free throw shooter. The first free throw is up, and that one is good. So the extra time on the sideline didn't hurt Mustaine as she gets her first point of the afternoon. And she'll get a second free throw attempt. Right now, a three-point game. Central with the lead over Northwest. 4:42 to play in the first half. Second free throw by Mustaine. No good. The rebound inside for Ravania Howard. Howard gets it out to Watley, who brings it up the floor on the left side with it. Now pass up top is tipped away from Twine by Stevens, but it goes to Winkleman. Now Twine has it tipped again by Stevens, but this time Watley comes out of there with it. Over to the right side on the wing for Prairie Chief. She'll skip it across to the left for Watley, who's getting the air ball chant from the Bearcat crowd. She tries to drive up top. Twine up with the three. The air ball out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest as the air ball chant increases with the third air ball of the game by Central.
Seen a number of air balls out of Central on those three-point shots. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, though, it hasn't hurt them that much. They've been able to come up with some rebounds off of that. It's almost like that's part of their offense. But Northwest, I think after a timeout by Coach Smith, has done a much better job blocking out and making it tougher for them to get second-chance points.
Schechinger on the drive. Can't get the shot to go on the left side. And then on the rebound, Shelby Mustaine trying to rip the ball away from Ravania Howard gets called for the foul. That'll be the first on Mustaine. It's also the fifth team foul against Northwest. So Central will have it as Brianna Lewis checks back into the game and takes the place of Brielle Watley. 3:55 to go in the first half. A three-point lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. Lewis brings it across midcourt. At the top of the key, picked up by Easton. Now to the left side, Prairie Chief. Over to the right, Winkleman. She's into the lane. Up with the runner. No good. Misses right. Got her own rebound. The follow off the glass is good for Shelby Winkleman. Six for her. The lead back to five for Central with 3:34 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right side with it. Now into the corner for Nelson. Nelson will get a screen from Matthews. Into the lane. Kicks it out. Easton fakes on a three. Dribbles to her right. Now down to Matthews. Just off the block. One dribble for her. Nelson top of the key. She's on the drive. The runner blocked away by Howard. And it's picked up by Prairie Chief for Central. Ahead to Winkleman. Schechinger gets her hand on the basketball. Knocks it out of bounds. That will allow her teammates to get down and set up defensively with 3:09 to go in the first half. Winkleman will inbound it for the Jennies. Out to Prairie Chief, who will set the offense. Now a lob down to Howard. Kick out Winkleman. On the drive to Prairie Chief, left wing. Top of the key for Twine. Over to the right side, Lewis. Back to Prairie Chief. Into the left corner. Twine inside to Howard. Hook shot by Howard is good. Ravania Howard with 8 points. And it's a 35-28 lead for Central, matching their biggest lead of the game. 2:44 to play in the first half. Stevens to Easton. Now to the high post. Schechinger. She dribbles over to the right. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Kicks it out to Easton. Easton with a shot fake. Dribbles top of the key. Now inside to Matthews. Over to the right. Stevens. She'll take a three. And it's good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her 20th three on the season. She's got 7 points this afternoon. And it's a 35-31 game. Central with the lead in the ball. Left side with it is Twine. She'll get it out to Prairie Chief. Now over to the right wing, Lewis. Lewis to Twine on the left wing. Inside for Howard. Out to the right. A three on the way from Lewis, and that's good for Brianna Lewis. Her second three of the game. She has 10 points, and it's a 38-31 lead for Central. So we go inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Cross midcourt. And over to the left side. Nelson with it for Northwest. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a shot fake. Shot up, blocked away by Howard. And Howard out of there with the rebound for the Jennies as well. Gives it up for Lewis. Lewis up top for Twine. Into the corner, Winkleman. Spots up for a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Schechinger for Northwest. Schechinger will give it up to Stevens, who slows the pace for the Cats. A 38-31 lead for Central Missouri. 1:25 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right side for Easton. Now to the high post, Matthews. Into the corner, Easton. A three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. Schechinger with a long rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens, and the Cats will reset. Up top for Nelson. Nelson over to the left side. Dribbles between her legs. Now to Matthews. Top of the key for Stevens. Gets a screen from Matthews. Dribbles over to the left. Starts a drive. Spins to Matthews. 16-footer from the free throw line. Good for Annie Matthews. Good offensive set there by Northwest. Matthews with six. A 5-point Central Missouri lead. The Jennies with a basketball. And a timeout for Central Missouri head coach Dave Slifer with 51 seconds to play in the first half. That last set That last possession for Northwest, just what you want to see out of the Bearcats.
And that's going back to what Coach Smith talked about in the pregame interview you had with him, how Northwest needed to be patient on offense and work to get some good looks at the bucket and work that shot clock down just a little bit. And they were able to do that. And they've done that on an occasion here in this first half, and that time it worked to perfection.
38-33, Central Missouri with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 51 seconds to play in the first half. Stay with us. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk some men's basketball as Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer will join us and chat about their matchup with Central Missouri as well as that big win against Southwest Baptist on Thursday. Central will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Barring an offensive rebound for the Jennies, the Bearcats will get at least one more possession of this first half. Twine gets the inbound to Lewis. She'll work the left side of the floor. Now gets a screen, brings it top of the key. Now over to left for Prairie Chief. Looks in for Howard. Howard back out to Prairie Chief. A three on the way. That one airballed and out of bounds underneath. That will go back to Northwest Missouri State with 41 seconds to play in the first half. That one may have just caught a piece of the rim on the backside, but you know what? Close enough. Fans don't care. They're going to cheer airball.
Yeah, close enough for the fans, that's for sure.
Stevens will walk it up the floor for Northwest. About 10 seconds difference between the shot and game clocks here at the tail end of the first half. Easton with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Stevens. Looks inside. Nothing there. To the free throw line, Matthews. Out to the right now for Nelson. Nelson gets a couple of screens to the free throw line. Into the corner for Stevens. Stevens brings it into the lane. Up with the pass for Matthews. And a nice layup by Annie Matthews. It's eight for Matthews. Central quickly up the floor with 10 to play in the first half. Twine on the right side. Out to Lewis. Lewis will go on the drive, loses a handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. It will belong to Central with 4 seconds to play in the first half. Brianna Lewis on the floor begging for the foul call. Shelby Mustaine will check in for Northwest along with Denise McEnany, Nelson, and Matthews to the sideline. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Central underneath their own bucket. Lewis out to the right side. Twine, a three on the way. That one hit the backboard first. Misses badly. Stevens the rebound to end the first half. So the Cats will go into the locker room trailing by three, but a pretty good ending to the first half for Northwest Missouri State. 38-35, Central's lead over the Northwest women. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 38-35. We're at the half of the women's matchup. Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John, kind of what Coach had talked about in the pregames, I think there's a lot of positives to take out of that first half. And, you know, Northwest, really, even though they're down, got them right where they want them, still playing without any pressure, and it's a close ball game going into the second half.
Yeah, just down by three at halftime against the eighth-rated team in the nation. And one of the things that's keeping them in this game right now, three-point shooting. They're 7 of 12 from three-point range out, shooting Central on the perimeter, and Central a very good three-point shooting team. As the half went along, I think Northwest did a much better job blocking out on Central's threes, which they've been missing and sometimes just missing badly. And Northwest getting some rebounds and then coming down and being patient on offense. We're seeing the shot clock wind down a bit before Northwest is able to get a good look at the bucket. And been knocking a few of those down here at the end of the half.
And it seemed like as the half went on, Northwest did a better job of limiting offensive rebounds for Central.
Yeah, just I think really it goes back to the timeout that Coach Smith called. They're about midway through the half when Central got a couple very easy rebounds off of missed threes that resulted in some quick putbacks. And after that, we see Northwest really make more of an effort in blocking out inside and getting some of those boards.
We're at the half, 38-35, the Central women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we talk men's basketball with Northwest assistant Austin Meyer. We'll do that in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Gallet Bearcat Arena at the half of the women's matchup. Central with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 38-25. The men's game coming up a little bit later on. And joining us now is Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant, after the 104-69 win against Southwest Baptist. And Austin, what I was really impressed with in that game is the fact that when your team got up, they kept their foot on the gas. And so many times we've seen teams get, you know, a 20-point lead or more and just kind of back off. But it seemed like you guys continued to play hard.
Yeah, we did. We you know, and we'd come off the Northeastern game where we talked about, you know, we felt that, you know, everybody played well that got in the game. And we kind of carried it over there. We played the entire game. And like you said, we got up and we just kept playing like it was 0-0, kept trying to get stops, really focusing on, you know, we do a drill every day in practice, a defensive drill where you're trying to get three stops in a row. And we really try every possession to focus on it being that third stop. No matter what the score is, whatever's going on, we need to get that third stop. And we did a good job of that.
Seemed like you were able to do a pretty good job. One of the concerns you talked about was the drive and dish out of Southwest Baptist. And really, even when they did get that to happen, they had to take some chances on some passes and things like that to get looks.
Yeah, we did a good job. And Gio, who's really good at it, you know, he got himself into positions where, you know, he's used to getting there and making that pass, and it just wasn't there. And part of that is when he did get a driving lane, we did a pretty good job of sprint stepping and still cutting him off and not getting him direct drive to the basket. And then, you know, most of the other time we did a good job keeping him in front, pressuring him, and not letting things come easy.
Back to talking about a lot of guys contributing. You had just that, a lot of bench scoring, and it's more than just scoring, it seems like, too, with your team.
Yeah, and you know, Zach came off the bench, and he's put up double digits the last two games, and we talked about the weapon he is, but you know, he was really good on the offensive glass and was good defensively and rotating, and you know, the guys know that to be on the floor, you know, it's not just about scoring or whatever your strength may be. Obviously, we want to play to our strengths, but you got to defend. You know, everybody has to rebound. It's a five-man job, defensive boards. You know, if you're a Tyler Funk or somebody like that, that we want to go in there and get offensive rebounds. And there's a lot of things that go into it, and we've done a pretty good job so far of playing to our roles and doing a good job defensively.
Seems like your team's kind of one of those teams that likes to be in a little bit of a rhythm. You know, we saw that lull after the break, the mandatory 7-day, you know, and you guys were playing good going into that break. Came out of a little bit, and now you're starting to get back to that swagger you had before the break.
Yeah, and we talked about we're playing a lot of games in a short period of time, which like we said, the guys love it. But you know, I noticed after the game on Thursday night, when we got to the locker room. Obviously, we haven't won a ton there at SBU. It's always a tough place to play, and to win how we did, the minute we got in the locker room, it was like you could already it was already focused on this game. It was, you know, that one's behind us. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement after it. It was kind of a business approach, and they know that we haven't beat Central in a while, and they know how big a game this is right now in the standings, and they were ready for it, and it'll be one of those days where I don't think Coach is going to have to give a Newt Rockne speech to get them fired up. They're going to be ready to go, fired up. It's just, are we going to be able to execute and you know, stay calm and in the situations and play well?
Central, usually a pretty athletic team. Same again this year?
Yep, athletic. They score in transition, and they score on offensive rebounds, which is two of their strengths, and most good teams do. You know, those are two things that good teams are gonna score on second chance points, and they're gonna score quick in transition, and they have a lot of talent. You know, guys that we saw last year, obviously they're the team that knocked us out in the tournament last year, and a lot of athletes. They run some ball screen stuff. They really want to go inside to Dylan Deck. They're all conference post player that's really talented and tough and physical, and you know, that's the type of team they've always been, tough and physical. They're going to play very, very hard, and we just got to compete and outplay them and play with confidence and stay in attack mode like we've been.
We've talked about the importance here at Bearcat Arena. We're seeing fans really spill in here this afternoon. Should have a good crowd, and when we saw that in the last game here, and what I thought was big about it is we've seen in years past some big crowds that are kind of quiet, but it seems like these crowds are getting into it. They're energetic, and that's got to help your guys.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's one thing you remember about being a college athlete is being in games with a great environment where your fans, your students are there, you know, with the fraternities and sororities. I think a lot of them are going to be out today. But you remember those games. Everybody wants to play in an atmosphere like that, and I think it's fun for everybody. You know, it's fun for the fans. It's fun for obviously the players and Brian, whoever it may be. I think it's just a good atmosphere when it's a packed house and everybody's into it, and hopefully we have a lot of energy in here today.
All right, Austin, get one today.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They'll match up with Central Missouri coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. The half of the women's game, it's a 38-35 lead for Central over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at first half numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half of the women's matchup, a three-point lead for the University of Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. Some of the first half numbers, Ariel Easton leading all scorers. She's got 12 points at the half, all coming outside the arc. She was 4 of 5 on three-point shot attempts in the first half for Northwest. 8 points for Annie Matthews, also a couple of rebounds in the first half for her. 7 points apiece for Monique Stevens and Ashley Nelson. Stevens with 3 assists for Ashley Nelson as well. Nelson also tied for the team lead in rebounding with 4. Shelby Mustaine also with 4 rebounds in the first half to go along with 1 point. All of the scoring for Northwest coming from the starters in the first half. On the other side for Central Missouri, they have 15 points off the bench, led in large part by Brianna Lewis. Lewis had 10 first half points in 12 minutes of play. She was 2 of 3 from 3-point range and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 8 points from the first half for Ravania Howard. She was 4 of 5 from the field. Also pulled down 9 rebounds for Central. 7 points for Brielle Watley, 1 of 4 from outside the arc. 6 points for Shelby Winkleman. Also in the first half, 3 for Justine Prairie Chief. She was 1 of 3 from 3-point range. And a couple of points apiece for Kiana Flax and Brianna Embry for Central Missouri. Some of the team numbers from this one. Northwest shooting 40% in the first half, 12 of 30 overall. They were 7 of 12 from three-point range on the other side for Central. They shot 44%. They were 15 of 34, 4 of 16 from three-point range. Both teams with 4 points at the free throw line. Central was 4 of 4, while Northwest was 4 of 6 in the first half. Second chance points, 12 of them for Central. That's something that Coach Smith talked about in the pregame for Northwest was going to be key, limiting the second chance point opportunities for Central. They pulled down 8 offensive rebounds and ended up with 12 second chance points. They out-rebounded Northwest 21-17 in the first half. At the half, it's 38-35. Central with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half, and for Northwest Missouri State, they're going to have some well-deserved time off coming up here over the next few days, at least in terms of games. They won't be in action again until Wednesday of next week, right back here at Bearcat Arena against Missouri Southern. The Bearcats have played 4 games over the course of 7 days, and this will be game number 5 over 9 days for Northwest Missouri State. So a couple of extra days maybe to get the legs back, get some things worked on in a practice environment. It'll be a welcomed opportunity, at least by the Bearcat coaches. The players may not like it as much, but something that they will have. Again, Wednesday, the next action for both Northwest basketball teams. That'll be right here at Bearcat Arena against Missouri Southern. Northwest breaking huddle, sending out the starters of the second half for them. They'll go back to their starting lineup of Shelby Mustaine, Annie Matthews, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, and Ariel Easton for Central. Shelby Winkleman along with Kiana Flax, Quinnesia Twine, also Ravonia Howard and Brielle Watley, their starters out there for the second half as well. Northwest will have the ball going right to left here at Bearcat Arena. We see more and more fans continuing to stream in what already is a pretty good crowd here this afternoon. In the right corner, Annie Matthews gets it out to the wing for Easton. Now top of the key, Nelson back over to Easton right side. She'll drive with it, give it to Matthews, high post over to the left for Nelson. On the wing, now to Mustaine at the free throw line. She squares, gives it for Easton. Easton will use a screen on to the left. Nelson, shot fake, blows by Winkleman into the lane with a runner too strong. Rebound tip, Mustaine down with it. Out to Easton, now to Stevens. Has to put up the shot from three-point range. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound for Kiana Flax for Central Missouri. Gives it up to Watley, now over to the left side, Twine. Top of the key for Flax, now onto the right, Winkleman, into the corner, Watley. Given some space, she'll drive with it. Shot blocked by Matthews, but it goes right to Ravonia Howard. That's 10 points for Howard. 5-point lead for Central, just about a minute into the second half. Stevens setting the offense for Northwest. Over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson into the corner for Matthews. She'll bring it up to the wing. Stevens to the top of the key for Mustaine. On to the right side, Nelson. Out to the center circle for Easton. 8 on the shot clock as Easton gives it up for Stevens. Stevens to the high post, Mustaine. Now on to the left for Nelson, who lets it go by. And a timeout for Northwest with 18:43 to play. 40-35, Central's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Well, most coaches will tell you the first 5 minutes of the second half, pretty important. The Northwest just down by five. They were down by three at the half, but just not real solid performance, forcing Coach Michael Smith to take the timeout with 18:43 to play.
Like a good timeout. No need to save them if you have an opportunity early in the half to maybe get some things straightened out, and hopefully that's a good momentum hang back Northwest way.
Central with the ball coming out of the break. Watley at the top of the key gives it for Flax. She'll try the drive down the left side of the lane, up with the runner. No good off the glass. The rebound tipped. Howard down with it. Up with the follow. That one no good. Flax tips the rebound out. Winkleman comes out of there with it. Taken away, though, by Annie Matthews. Her outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by Quinicia Twine. And it will belong to Northwest. Coach Slifer for Central complaining that there was no foul call there, but over the back possibly could have been called four or five times. Stevens will bring it across midcourt over to the left side, out on the wing for Nelson. Nelson now will give it up into the corner for Schechinger. Back up to Nelson on the wing. Into the high post, Matthews takes one dribble at the free throw line out to the right side. Stevens pulled her hands back, thinking Watley was going to get a piece of it. She didn't, and it goes out of bounds. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central with the basketball. Winkleman goes on the drive, up with the shot. Can't get it to go. And Shelby Winkleman will go to the free throw line. A foul on Ashley Nelson is her first. First foul of this second half as well. And Winkleman steps to the line where she will shoot two. She was 2 of 2 in the first half from there. First one off the back of the rim. Second one coming up for Shelby Winkleman, a sophomore out of Rhineland, Missouri. Started her career at the University of Nebraska. She hits the second free throw, 7 points for her, and a 6-point Central lead. Just over 2 minutes into the second half, Stevens between the circles with it. Works it to the right side for Nelson, now into Matthews. Matthews out to Easton. Easton to the right side. Nelson fakes on the three. Drives, kick out to Easton. Top of the key three on the way. That one is short. It goes out of bounds and will go back to Central Missouri.
Maybe it's that bucket they're having trouble getting drawing the rim. Central in the first half threw up a lot more air balls than what you normally see in a half.
41-35. Central on top of the Northwest Missouri State women. 17 and a half minutes to play. Watley across midcourt with the dribble. They're giving her a ton of space out on the perimeter, and she's not taking the shots. Out top of the key, Twine. Twine with a bounce pass inside to Flax. Flax will kick it out to Twine. Into the paint she goes, lobs it down to Flax, up with the shot, and a foul. We'll send Kiana Flax to the free throw line to shoot two. A foul on Ariel Easton is her second. It's also the second team foul for Northwest. Flax to the line for the first time today. A 75% free throw shooter. She's 90 of 120 from there this year, and her first one is off the back of the rim. Another opportunity coming for Flax. A 6-point Central lead, 17-12 to play. And the second one off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around, and it's controlled by Northwest as Ashley Nelson came out of there with it. Gives it up to Monique Stevens, and Stevens will give it up for Nelson on the left wing. Now top of the key, Easton. High post for Matthews. Matthews will dribble it out to the top, hand it off for Schechinger. Down the right side of the lane she goes, and steps on the baseline as she tries to come to a stop. That will give it back to Central for Northwest. That's just their fifth turnover of the game. Three on the other side for Central. Neither team doing a bad job of handling the basketball today. And Watley brings it across midcourt with the dribble over to the right side. Now down to the baseline she goes, crosses over to the block, gives it up for Winkleman down the lane. Kick out for Watley. Cross court left side, a shot fake by Flax. Now down to Howard. Howard to the free throw line. Watley up with the shot, misses badly. The rebound tip. Stevens out of there with it. She's able to tip it to herself. Now leads the break to the left wing. Skips it across right side to Easton. Easton on the drive into the paint. Double clutch shot good for Ariel Easton. 14 for Easton. That's her first points inside the three-point arc. She had four threes in the first half, and it's a 41-37 game. Central with the lead in the ball. Pass to Flax at the top of the key. Now to the right side, Twine. Into the corner, Watley. Left wide open. Schechinger's all the way back in the paint, but Watley gives it up to Twine. Now to Watley. This time she'll take the three. It's off the back of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound. Some scouting involved with that right there, and it's working for Northwest so far.
Yeah, she's not a very high percentage shooter, and she hasn't taken many of the opportunities that she's had because she's been wide open.
A right corner three by Stevens is off the front of the rim. Howard with the rebound for Central. Watley will work it ahead to Winkleman on the left side. Drive along the baseline, into the lane, tried to go to Howard, and an offensive foul called on Winkleman as she collided with Monique Stevens after throwing that pass. That will be the second on Winkleman. First team foul against Central. And Brianna Lewis will check into the lineup, taking the place of Watley. Lewis just a little more of a threat from the outside. She's hit a team-high 32 threes out of the perimeter.
A little bit of a difference.
Now on the other side, Watley 6 of 22. And today, Watley just doesn't even want to really attempt a shot. And she's 1 of 5 outside the arc and 3 of 10 overall.
She's had numerous opportunities to put up a pretty good percentage shot and just won't take the shot.
Nelson on the left side into the corner for Easton. 4-point Central lead. Now Schechinger in the corner puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Howard with a rebound for Central Missouri. Needing some help. Gets it ahead to Twine. Now over to the left side, Lewis. Fakes on the three. We'll put it on the floor. Top of the key, Winkleman. Over to the right corner, Flax. Flax back to Winkleman. Now to the left, Lewis. Into the corner, Twine. Looks inside, gets it there for Howard. Nice look to Flax. Flax hits the bottom of the rim with the shot. Ashley Nelson actually was trying to avoid contact but couldn't get out of the way quick enough and is called for the foul, and that will bail out Flax in what was a very poor shot. Second on Nelson, third against Northwest in this second half. And Flax, who is 0-2 at the line, now 0-3. Usually a pretty good free throw shooter. One more opportunity here. No dribble for Flax. The free throw off the right side of the rim. Schechinger the rebound for Northwest. We'll give it up for Easton. And Ariel Easton will bring it across midcourt, middle of the floor. Over to the left side for Merritt E. Scott. Into the corner, Easton. Easton will bring it up to the wing. Left open, takes a three off the back of the rim. Scott tips the long rebound and chases it down between the circles. Now we'll give it up to Nelson. She'll go on the drive for Northwest into the paint, and a travel call against Ashley Nelson as she tried the shot fake inside. So Central will have it after a timeout. 41-37, the lead for Central over Northwest Missouri State. 14:36 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
41-37, Central with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 14:36 to play. John, kind of hard to get a grasp on how this second half might go. The two teams have combined for 5 points so far in the second half.
I'd like to say it's all defense, but there's been a few opportunities where both teams offensively had had some easy looks at the bucket, and they just haven't had to drop down. But, that's anybody's game right now. I mean, Northwest hanging with the number 8 team in the nation. Hopefully they can get some things together and get a nice little run going.
Central with the ball coming out of the break. Lewis will work it over to the left side on the wing. Now to Flax, top of the key. Winkleman. Winkleman back up to Lewis. Lewis guarded by Ariel Easton. Now inside to Flax. Turn around. Pass down to Howard. Howard out to Winkleman. On the right wing. Gives it up for Howard near the corner. Howard over to the left side. Twine into the corner for Flax. Drive along the baseline by Flax. Up with a shot forced. It didn't get it to go. Annie Matthews with the rebound. Winkleman gets a hold of it and gets a held ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Central. 14:06 to go. Jennies will inbound on the baseline right, just under their own bucket. Winkleman lobs it in for Flax, and Flax bumped as she comes down with the ball. This foul will go against Annie Matthews. That'll be the first on Matthews, fourth team foul, and another inbound for Central on the baseline right. Monique Stevens back into the game for Northwest. Nelson will go to the sideline. And Central changing up a bit on the inbound play here as Winkleman will look to throw it in. Does so in the right corner to Lewis. Up to Twine. Twine lobs it to the high post. Howard right back to Twine over to Lewis right wing. Shot fake for Lewis. She tries to drive. Now a pass over to the left. Taken away by Scott, who then is knocked to the floor as Kiana Flax basically landed on top of her. I think maybe rolled the ankle or something and kind of had to fall on Scott. Wasn't anything that was intentional there, but Flax right now down and in a lot of pain as she is called for her third foul.
Yeah, she's just laying out near the free throw line face down. The athletic trainer for Central Missouri out to attend to her, and hopefully she'll be okay. Well, you look at Meredy Scott making the play defensively there. She's a player that reminds me an awful lot of Tyler Funk on the men's side. Just a very fundamentally sound player. Nothing flashy about her at all. She just goes out and gets the job done. And a lot of things she does well. Doesn't necessarily reflect itself in the box score, but really has been a player that makes a difference when she gets out onto the floor.
Right now, Kiana Flax still down on the floor at about the free throw line. Again, she was the one that the pass was intended for. She jumped up to catch it. Meredy Scott stepped in front of her, caught the pass, and I think when Flax came down, she may have stepped on the heel or twisted either a knee or an ankle or something, went down and kind of used Scott to try to hold her weight up, got called for a foul. But, you know, for Central, they're a little bit nervous here, obviously not just with her injury and how it may play out in this game, but she's this team's leader, and they really need her out on the floor, and it doesn't look good right now.
No, it doesn't. Again, right now, being attended to there at the free throw line, she's upsetting up now, which is hopefully good.
They're chatting with her. Looks like now she's going to come to her feet here with some help. Not putting much, if any, weight on that left leg. That's where, somewhere along, they really didn't look at the leg at all, but she's kind of looking down and trying to put pressure on it. And so it's kind of hard to tell exactly what it might be, whether it is a knee or an ankle, but she is very ginger with that left leg as she gets some help off toward the sideline here for Central Missouri. Justina Prairie Chief will step into the lineup in her place for the Jennies.
And I kind of wonder, too. Obviously, I think it's the ankle or leg that's the major concern there, but I just wonder if she kind of hit her head hard on the floor, too, when she was coming down, because it's really a situation where they were kind of looking at her up above as well as concerned with that ankle.
So we're back into action here. 13:50 to play. Northwest Missouri State with it. Ariel Easton over to the right side. Now gives it up top of the key for Stevens. Schechinger, Easton open. Right wing three hits the front of the rim. No good. Howard the rebound inside for Central Missouri. She's been dominant on the boards in this game. 4-point lead for Central. Winkleman into the left corner. Gets it for Prairie Chief. Now out top for Twine. Over to Lewis right side. To Prairie Chief, open on the left side, a three on the way, no good. Rebound, bounces around, Winkleman comes out of there with it for Central, and then a reach-in foul against Northwest. This will be called on Meredy Scott. That will be her second, fifth team foul, and that the 11th offensive rebound of the game for Central Missouri. Inbound to the baseline, right Lewis, high post Howard, down to Winkleman. Winkleman loses a handle on the dribble, gets it, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound for Meredy Scott. Scott will get it out to Stevens, who brings it up the floor and will slow the pace if she did not have numbers. Now middle of the floor with the dribble, starts the offense. Over to the right side, gets it to the top of the key for Scott. Screen from Schechinger. Scott to the left wing. Now to Schechinger, top of the key. Underneath, trying to go to Stevens. The ball tipped around. Twine comes out of there with it. Howard was the first to get a hand on it for Central Missouri. Still a four-point game in the left corner. Winkleman skips it across. Stevens gets a fingertip on it. The ball will go out of bounds. Still have seen just 5 points scored in this second half. And we're just over 7 minutes into the half. In the right corner, Twine with it. One dribble, top of the key for Winkleman. Over to the left side, a three on the way from Lewis, and that is good. Brianna Lewis, she knocks down her third three of the game. 13 points for her, and it's a 44-37 lead for Central Missouri. Left side, Scott with it, into the corner for Stevens. Stevens gets a screen from Schechinger, now to Schechinger in the left corner. Up to Stevens. Fakes left. Goes right into the lane to Matthews. She's at the high post. One dribble out to Scott. Right side. 10 on the shot. Button ball not loose. Now over to Stevens. Right side. 3 on the way. Off the front of the rim. Stevens followed her shot, but underneath. A fight for position and a foul call. This coming against Brianna Lewis for Central Missouri. Second on Lewis. Third team foul against Central. Shelby Mustaine and Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest. Schechinger and Scott to the sideline. Andy Wallert checks back in for Central. Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Stevens will step out to trigger it in. Just underneath their own bucket. Stevens looking for Easton initially. Goes out to Nelson left side. She drives with it to Matthews. Now to Easton. Open, but goes over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson with a couple of dribbles. On to Stevens right side. She drives with it. Easton, top of the key three on the way. That's too strong off the back of the rim. The rebound, Mustaine coming down with it along with Howard. And a held ball call. Possession arrow giving it to Northwest.
Mustaine doing a good job fighting for that rebound in traffic inside and forcing the held ball. And looks like we got a foul coming up
out
of that.
One official called a held ball. Another official came in and said Justina Prairie Chief committed a foul. That is her second, team's fourth, and Northwest will inbound it and keep the arrow. So Stevens looks to inbound once again for the Cats. Looking for Nelson, can't get it to her. Now it comes out to Matthews between the circles. Gives it up for Stevens, who will set the offense with 11:45 to play. On to the left side, Nelson, high post, Mustaine. Mustaine out to the left, Easton. Screen from Mustaine. Now inside to Matthews. It's bumped from behind. Knocked in the air by Prairie Chief. Picked up by Twine. Down the right side of the lane. Twine hits the bottom of the backboard with the shot. And then Mustaine hammered by Howard. And Ravonia Howard will be called for her first foul. Each team has been called for five in this first half. Danielle Berry will check into the lineup and take the place of Howard. Northwest with the ball, a 44-37 lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats have scored just 2 points in 8.5 minutes of this second half. Stevens walking it up the floor for the Cats. Wanted to work it to the left side. As they look at the zone defense out of Central once again. Out of Mustaine in the corner, up to the wing for Stevens. To Nelson, back to Stevens, inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, into the lane, up with a shot short. Got her own rebound. Takes a dribble, double-teamed, out to Easton on the right wing. Easton will drive with it. Knocked away, she picks it up, hits the shot. Ariel Easton with 16, and it's a 44-39 game. Central with the lead in the ball. Out to Wallert, top of the key. Inside, 11 minutes to play. Over to the right side for Lewis. Now to Prairie Chief. To Twine. Now back to Prairie Chief. Left open. Takes a three. That one's short. Mustaine there for the rebound. And now a foul on Danielle Berry. Will be her first. Team's sixth.
Boy, last couple of minutes, Mustaine's really done a good job on the boards, both offensively and defensively. She's forced a couple fouls out of UCM as well, as she's been fighting hard to come up with the boards.
Stevens calls out the offense from the backcourt with 10:38 to play. A 5-point Central lead. On to the left side, Nelson. Top of the key, Easton to Matthews. Over to the left side for Nelson. She'll bring it top of the key to the right for Easton. On the drive, stops, jumper from six. Good for Ariel Easton. It's 18 for Easton. Over to the right side, Wallert will kick it out to Twine. It's a three-point game. Central with a lead. Berry has it knocked away and taken away. Matthews gets the steal. Gives it for Stevens. A three-on-two over to Nelson. Right side, lays it off the glass and in. 9 for Ashley Nelson. Timeout, Central Missouri. 10:03 to go, 44-43. Central's lead over Northwest. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 44-43. Central Missouri with the lead over Northwest, but the Bearcats have scored the last 6 points to make it a one-point game. 10:03 to play in this one. Coming out of the timeout, Central will have the basketball. Northwest out there with Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, Annie Matthews, and Shelby Mustaine. Kirsten Orton, somebody we've seen a lot of over the years, seeing her first action of the afternoon now for Central. 5'10 senior out of Waukee, Iowa. She takes the pass on the right side. Now to Wallert between the circles. Over to the left side, Lewis will launch a long three. It's off the back of the rim. Wallert will chase down the rebound in the corner. Now give it up to Twine. Orton, top of the key, onto the left side for Lewis. Down to the baseline on the drive, goes up with a shot and draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Central. Annie Matthews called for the foul, coming over on the help side. That'll be her second foul. Team's sixth in this second half, and Lewis to the line where she is 2 of 2 this afternoon. Those attempts coming back in the first half. Right now, a one-point game, 44-43, Central on top. First free throw for Lewis is good. 14 for the senior out of Greenville, Mississippi. 9:42 to go, and a second free throw for Lewis is up. And that one off the right side of the rim. Nelson with a rebound for Northwest. A two-point Central Missouri lead. Stevens across the timeline to the right side of the floor. Gives it up for Easton. Now down to the baseline, Mustaine. Onto the wing, Stevens. Up top, Nelson. Over to the left side for Easton on the wing. Down to the baseline, Mustaine. Up to Nelson. Nelson to the free throw line for Matthews. Back over to Nelson, left side. 10 on the shot clock. Nelson to the top of the key. Gives it to Matthews at the elbow. Over to the right side. Stevens goes inside. Orton knocked it away, but it's picked up by Easton. 3 on the clock. She spins, puts up the shot. No good. And Danielle Berry comes away with a rebound for Central Missouri. Gives it up to Lewis. They'll work it ahead to Twine in the left corner. Now to Orton. Orton with one dribble, back to Twine in the corner, looking inside for Berry. Instead to Wallert, top of the key, over to the right side, Orton. Now to Lewis, down to the baseline she goes, forces the issue and gets the foul call. This will send her to the free throw line. The foul on Monique Stevens will be her second, and two free throw opportunities coming for Brianna Lewis. Lewis feeling pretty winded here the last two times. She stepped to the free throw line the last two trips down the floor. She's had her hands on her knees and breathing pretty heavily. She hits the first free throw here.
Seen a couple of Jenny players that I think have had a little bit of trouble here in the second half with that.
Second free throw coming up. Seen that they've taken Kiana Flax back to the locker room. She's not even on the bench anymore after being injured a little bit earlier. Second free throw good by Lewis. And it's a four-point game. Central with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 8:46 to go. Nelson into the right corner for Schechinger. Up on the wing, Stevens. Top of the key, Easton. Over to the left side for Nelson. Underneath to Schechinger. A dribble by Schechinger. Shot no good, but Schechinger draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Should be Danielle Berry whistled for this foul for Central Missouri. That is the case. It'll be her second. Team's seventh. Two opportunities for Timber Schechinger. Scoreless so far today. A 72% free throw shooter hits the first. 47-44, Central Missouri's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 8:36 to go. Second free throw for Schechinger on the way and good. So she gets her first 2 points at the free throw line, cuts the Central lead in half. Right now it's at two. 47-45, around to the left side, Twine in the corner. Brings it up to the wing. Now into the corner for Orton, back to Twine on the wing. Wallert, down the right side of the lane, kicks it out. Lewis will launch a three. That one rattles out. Mustaine has the ball knocked away from her. Lewis will come up with it, loses a handle on it, goes to the floor after it, as does Mustaine. Held ball, possession, Northwest Missouri State.
Emma Steen right in the middle of that. She's been in the middle of a lot of rebounds, going after a loose ball there to force a tie-up. So it's been a good second half for Mustaine.
Right now, the athletic trainer for Central Missouri talking to the coaching staff for Central, and just based upon their reactions, doesn't look like we'll see Flax back in this ballgame.
Look of concern on the coach's face.
And a lot of the athletic trainer shaking her head no, so not a good sign for Central Missouri for sure. Flax is out on the end of the bench now and doesn't look quite with it. Now the officials discussing something here. 8:23 to go. 47-45. Central with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. But the Bearcats doing just what Coach Smith wanted them to do. Just hang around, and give yourself a chance at the end of the game. And Cats have been able to do that thus far. Stevens across midcourt with a dribble. Wants to work it over to the left side. Does so to the wing. Looking to 2-3 zone out of Central. Inside it goes to Schechinger. An up and under move. Now a shot over Howard. Partially blocked. The rebound, though, out of bounds. Howard and Orton fighting for the board. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound. Baseline left. 8:07 to go. Stevens to the free throw line for Easton. Now out to Schechinger. On to the left, Stevens. Hesitated. Now into the corner for Nelson. She'll drive along the baseline, and she's bumped. This will go against Brianna Lewis. And send Ashley Nelson to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. That's the third on Lewis. 18 foul against Central. And Nelson to the line, where she is one of two today. Those attempts coming back in the first half.
Northwest hasn't been into the line all that often tonight. This is just the ninth free throw coming up for Northwest.
And the front end of the one-and-one off the back of the rim. The rebound for Howard for Central Missouri. 47-45, Central's lead over Northwest. Wallert at the top of the key. On to the left side for Orton. Now to the corner, Twine. Up to Lewis. A three-pointer on the way for Lewis. That air ball goes out of bounds underneath. We have seen a lot of air balls out of Central today.
Not the sharpest shooting performance that we've ever seen out of them.
And now Lewis comes to the sideline. So basically the top two players offensively for Central Missouri are both on the bench right now. Bearcats are down by two, 7:39 to go. Cross midcourt, Monique Stevens will work it over to the right side of the floor. Now top of the key to Easton. Gets a screen from Schechinger. To Schechinger, top of the key. Inside for Matthews. Matthews with a dribble against Kirsten Orton. No problem for Annie Matthews. She's got 10 points. Ties the game at 47 with 7:20 to go. Bearcats working against the 8th-ranked team in Division II this afternoon in Central Missouri. Winkleman with it at top of the key. Over to Wallert, right side. Dribbles into the lane with it. Now to the left for Twine. Drive, pass down for Howard. Howard spins, goes up with the shot, good off the glass for Ravania Howard. Howard with 12, 49-47, Central on top. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball inside 7 minutes to play. Stevens on the right side, two between the circles for Nelson. Nelson over to the left wing, top of the key, Schechinger. Down to Nelson, down to Matthews, and Matthews pushed from behind. Matthews outmatches Kirsten Orton inside, and she got an easy bucket last trip, this time pushed by Orton. That'll be the first on Orton, ninth team foul. And a 1-1 for Annie Matthews as Merritt E. Scott checks back into the Northwest lineup, taking the place of Monique Stevens.
As long as Northwest has that matchup inside, I hope they continue to try to take advantage of them.
Matthews to the line for the first time today. Front end of the 1-1, good. Chance to tie the game once again with a second free throw. Matthews with 11 points, coming off a 20.9 rebound performance against Southwest Baptist. Second free throw, good for Matthews. It's 12 for Annie Matthews. We're tied at 49. 6:42 to go. Central Missouri with the ball. Wallert will give it up to Orton, top of the key. Now to the left corner for Twine. Back to Wallert between the circles. She'll try the right side of the lane. Down the lane, cut off by Schechinger. Brings it out. Now gets rid of it. Trying to go to Winkleman. Easton got a hand on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Good effort, though, defensively by Easton, trying to get that steal. Central will inbound with 13 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 6:25 to go in the game. We're tied at 49. Wallert at the top of the key. Kick out pass to the left for Twine. Now Twine down the lane with the dribble to Orton. She'll try a three from the right side, and it's good for Kirsten Orton. Just the second three of the season for Orton, only her third attempt. And it's a 52-49 game, Central on top. 6:05 to play. Northwest with it. Nelson had it tipped away, but Matthews will chase it down. Get it out to Easton, and Northwest will reset. Easton over to the left wing. To the top of the key for Scott. Into the right corner. Nelson wide open. A three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound, though, for Easton on the backside for Northwest. Gets a screen from Matthews. Backs it up. Gives some space. Now we'll reset the offense for the Cats. 5:40 to play. Northwest Missouri State down by three. In the right corner, Schechinger brings it up to the wing for Easton. Easton inside to Matthews. Matthews with the spin move. Kick out. Schechinger, right wing three. Goal for Timber Schechinger. First three of the game for Schechinger. We're tied at 52, 5:20 to play. Wallert across midcourt. Works it to Orton. Now to the right side, Twine. She brings it up to the wing, working against Meredith Scott on the drive. Slip goes down. Schechinger with a loose ball. A 5-on-1 for Northwest. Left side, Easton layup. Good! Bearcats take a 2-point lead. Timeout, Central Missouri. 54-52, Northwest on top. 5:01 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
54-52, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the 8th-ranked team in Division II, Central Missouri. 5:01 to play in this one, and Northwest Missouri State doing just what Coach Smith talked about in the pregame. You want to try to hold Central Missouri to score somewhere in the 60s, which is kind of on the pace that they're on right now, and just give yourself a chance to be close at the end of the ball game.
And forcing a few turnovers here that last time. They got a steal and then a 5-on-1 break, as you mentioned, for the easy layup. And a little bit of momentum heading Northwest way right now.
Brianna Embry runs the point into the game during the last timeout. Now to Winkleman. She's got it top of the key down the right side of the lane. It ends up with an easy layup. It's good on the right side for Winkleman. 9 points for her. We're tied at 54. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 4:39 to go. Meredith Scott on the right side to the free throw line for Easton on the drive. Shot no good. Got her own rebound. The follow won't go. And this time Howard out of there with it for Central Missouri. To Embry. Now to Orton on the right wing. Back to Embry. Top of the key. She'll work it over to Orton on the wing. Now to the corner for Twine. Up to the top of the key for Winkleman. Drive down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked away by Schechinger. Comes away with a rebound. Schechinger leading the break. Bounce pass over to Nelson, who can't handle it. The pass just a shade low. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Central Missouri after a timeout. 4:08 to go. We're tied at 54, Northwest and Central Missouri. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Tied at 54, 4:08 to go. Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri in the women's matchup. We've got what will likely be a pretty good men's matchup coming up as well this afternoon here at Bearcat Arena. Central basketball as Embray tries to go right side, gets it to Twine. Now to Winkleman between the circles. Winkleman will bring it to the right side, out to Embray. Now the left side, Orton to Twine in the corner. Up to the free throw line, Winkleman, bounce pass down to Howard. Double team, kicks it out, right side. Embray will try a three. That one misses badly, hit the backboard first. And the rebound to Northwest Missouri State. Monique Stevens out of there with it. Stevens will walk it across midcourt. Over to the right side of the floor she goes. Onto the wing, now to the free throw line. A drive by Easton, who's bumped at the start of that drive. Foul will be called on Shelby Winkleman. That will be her third, team's tenth. So two free throws from here on out for Northwest Missouri State, including this trip to the line for Ariel Easton. Easton's first trip to the line tonight. A 73% free throw shooter, and the first one's off the back of the rim. Brianna Lewis will check back in for Central, taking the place of Twine. 3:27 to go, still tied at 54. Second free throw bounces off the back of the rim a couple of times, no good, and the rebound for Kirsten Orton for Central Missouri. Embry will now bring it up the floor and give it over to Orton on the left side, given lots of space by Schechinger. Into the corner for Winkleman. Winkleman up toward the top for Lewis. She's their three-point specialist. Now inside to Howard. Double team. Kicks a pass over to the right. Orton comes down with it. Given a lot of space, we'll go ahead and take the three. Missed badly. Rebound tipped. Howard comes out of there with it. She misses the follow, and then Embry comes out of there with it and draws a foul going up with the shot. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Northwest, for the most part, has been holding their own with Central Missouri on the boards, but unfortunately that time, Jenny's getting a couple boards and now a chance to get to the free throw line.
So Embry steps up 100% from the line on the season. After making her first here, she is 15 of 15 for Central. Second free throw coming up for Embry, and that one is good. So Central back on top by two, 56-54. We're inside 3 minutes to play. Stevens with it between the circles. Dribbles over to the right side into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger looks at Easton, gets it to her on the right wing. Now to Matthews at the free throw lane. Backs out top of the key, gives it to Nelson. Sets the screen. Nelson to Matthews at the high post. Over to Stevens. 8 on the shot clock. Stevens starts to drive, kicks it out for Easton. Easton fakes a pass, launches up a three over Embry. It's short, and the rebound to Lewis for Central Missouri. She'll lead the break down the right side of the lane. Goes up with the shot. No good. Wild shot. She was hoping for a foul call, but the rebound tipped to Winkleman, and Winkleman gets it to go and draws a foul for Central. Lewis is still down. She tried so hard to draw a foul there, and there was so little contact. She fell down awkwardly and now has her hand on her lower back. Winkleman at the line. She'll shoot one. The foul was on Ashley Nelson, her third. And now they're actually going to bring Lewis out of the ball game. And Quinnesia Twine will take her place on the floor. 2:22 to go. Merritt E. Scott will check in for Monique Stevens for Northwest. 58-54, Central on top. Chance to add one more to that for the sophomore, Shelby Winkleman. And her free throw is good, so she does just that. 12 points now for Winkleman, right at her season average. A 5-point Central lead with 2:17 to go. Easton over to the right side for Nelson. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with the hook shot. Good off the glass for Annie Matthews. 14 for Matthews, a 3-point game. Central with the lead in the ball, 2:04 to go. Kirsten Orton with it, top of the key, onto the left side for Twine. Twine will kick it across right side, Embry. Now to the corner for Orton. Orton up to the wing for Twine, back to Orton, given about 10 feet of space. Now starts a drive, spins, kicks it out to Twine. Orton now will launch a three. That one in and out, no good. Matthews in position for the rebound for Northwest. Matthews will give it up to Easton, and Easton will bring it across the timeline. Over to the left side for Scott. Now into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger with a couple of dribbles, brings it top of the key, Nelson. Down the right side of the lane, Nelson is bumped as she tries to go up with the shot. So she'll get a couple of free throw attempts for Northwest. The foul is called on Shelby Winkleman. That'll be the fourth on Winkleman. So Nelson will step to the line 4-2. She is one of three at the line today. has a chance to make this a one-point game. Right now, 59-56, Central on top. Free throw by Nelson is good. She's into double-digit scoring with 10. And Brianna Lewis back on the floor for Central. Kirsten Orton comes to the sideline for the Jennies. Second free throw coming for Nelson. 1:27 to play. A two-point game, Central on top. Nelson's second free throw, good. So 11 now for Ashley Nelson. It's a one-point game against the 8th-ranked team in the nation. Central has the lead and the basketball. 1:20 to go between the circles. Goes to Twine. Over to the right side, Lewis on the drive. Double-clutch shot, good for Brianna Lewis. It's 18 for Lewis and a timeout for Central with 1:13 to go. 61-58, Central's lead over Northwest Swimming. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
61-58, Central Missouri winning. Coming into this game, ranked 8th in the nation in Division II with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:13 to go, but Northwest will have the basketball coming out of this timeout.
Northwest hasn't been intimidated by Central Missouri the entire afternoon, playing very well against Kenna, one of the top teams in the nation right now in the Jennies. And Northwest right now with a chance to maybe knock off a number 8 ranked team if they can convert a little bit on offense and get another stop or two defensively.
Stevens will bring it across midcourt. Hand it left side to Easton. Easton bringing it around to the right, bumped by Embry. So a chance to score with the clock stop for Northwest. Embry called for her second foul. And Ariel Easton will go to the line to shoot two. She is 0 of 2 from there. Those attempts coming earlier in this half. First of the two rattles out for Easton.
Boy, Northwest not taking advantage of getting some shots at the line here.
3-point game, Central with the lead with 1:04 to go. Second free throw for Easton, also no good. The rebound for Howard for Central. And the Jennies with a chance to work some clock. We go inside a minute to play. Embry over to the left side. Winkleman, pass, tipped and taken away. Nelson with the steal, one-on-one against Lewis, up with the shot, no good. And then Schechinger collides with Winkleman, who got the rebound. Northwest getting opportunities that they're missing out on here late. Great defensive play by Nelson, but Nelson thought there was going to be contact from Lewis, who backed off, and it kind of threw Nelson off trying to make that layup the other way. Next thing you know, Shelby Winkleman at the line to shoot two for Central.
Unfortunately for Schechinger, trailing on the play, just a little bit of a collision going after the missed layup.
First free throw missed by Winkleman. 49.6 seconds to go. 61-58, Central with the lead. Second free throw for Winkleman is good. So she hit one of the two and makes it a two-possession game. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Stevens across midcourt, over to the left side, hands it for Easton. Easton back to Stevens. Drive along the baseline for Stevens, and she is hammered as she goes up with the shot. This one will be called on Howard. And that will be the second on Ravania Howard. And two opportunities now for Monique Stevens for Northwest. She is 2 of 2 at the line, those coming back in the first half. First free throw for Stevens, nothing but net. First point of the second half for Stevens. She's got 8 in the game. Second free throw coming her way as well. And that one is up and good. So Stevens makes it a 2-point game. 62-60, Central with a lead in the ball. 38 seconds to go. Coach Slifer telling his team, let's work some of this clock. There's about 11 seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Now Schechinger come out and will foul. This will send Embry to the free throw line to shoot two for Central Missouri. That'll be the second on Timber Schechinger. And Embry, 2 of 2 at the line. I don't know if she's the one you want to foul. She is 16 of 16 on the season. The lefty puts up the first, and it's nothing but net.
Central normally a pretty good free throw shooting team, right around 70% as a team, but today they've struggled a little bit at 65%.
second one by Embry rattles down. So again, a two-possession game. Northwest with the ball. Down by four. 24 seconds to go. Left side, Easton will bring it top of the key. Now over to the right. Open. Fakes on the three. Gives it to Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline. Up with the runner and the rebound for Lewis. Lewis will be fouled by Ashley Nelson, and it looks like Central will escape Bearcat Arena this afternoon.
And you have to give Northwest a lot of credit playing well and playing against one of the top teams in the nation here today. But on the other hand, they've had some opportunities in the last minute or two where they could have taken the lead here and just let those slip away.
Brianna Lewis at the free throw line for two. Her first one is good. 65-60, Central's lead over Northwest. And Lewis will get a second free throw opportunity. She has 19 points in the ball game today. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Schechinger. Outlet to Easton. Easton will push it up the left side of the floor. On the wing, puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Lewis on the baseline. Fouled by Schechinger. That'll be the third on Schechinger, and Lewis will go right back to the free throw line for Central. Bearcats with a few key missed free throws in this second half. In the second half, 8 of 13 at the line. First free throw for Lewis is good. Also had a breakaway layup that was missed late in this one that would have tied the game. Second free throw for Lewis, also good. 67-60, Central on top, 6 seconds to go. Easton quickly up the floor, and now she's going to collide with Lewis, and so we'll send Easton to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. 1.8 seconds to play in this women's matchup. Bearcat men's team out and ready to take the court here in just a minute as the first free throw goes for Ariel Easton. And a second opportunity coming her way. And that one is good. 67-62 as the inbound comes to Twine. She'll let the clock run out. That'll give us our final score. Central Missouri escapes Bearcat Arena with a 67-62 win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. Yes.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. and from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the loss to Central Missouri in the women's matchup, 67-62. A lot of effort, John. We saw a close ball game in this one. And when you're playing a top 10 team in the nation, that's all you can ask for is give your team a chance to maybe come up with a shocker. The Cats just couldn't take advantage of some late opportunities.
No, they couldn't. Probably overall, it might be one of the better games they played all season long, unfortunately coming up with a loss. Again, those opportunities down the stretch will really stand out when they had some opportunities. But Matt Moore, thing you were talking about during the break there, when they only scored 2 points early in the second half for a number of minutes there. Had some opportunities early in this half, too, that could have made a difference.
67-62 the final. Central with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout and be back with our extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university prepares for winter storms that move through the area.
We plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA, and in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing but also tips to all of us to be ready. And you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place, and that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So We're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. He was talking to John Coffey on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women with a 67-62 loss to Central Missouri. It is time for our extra effort award. And, John, kind of a tough one to pick out here this afternoon for Northwest, but I think you take a look at some of the numbers from this one, and Ashley Nelson stands out as one for the extra effort today.
Ashley ending up with 11 points. She also pulled down 6 rebounds, had 3 assists and a steal in the game, playing all but 4 minutes of the ball game, so she's out there an awful lot. And again, ends up 11 points and 6 rebounds, helping to lead this team to almost a comeback against Central Missouri this afternoon. Just couldn't quite make the plays down the stretch they needed to make, but still great effort out of Northwest this evening.
Ariel Easton ended up as the leading scorer with 22 points. On the other side, 21 points off the bench for Brianna Lewis, led the way for Central Missouri. Again, win for Central, 67-62. Central moves to 14-2 on the season, 8-1 in the MIAA, while Northwest falls to 5-11 and 2-7 in conference play. Men's team's getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri in Game 2 of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State coming in 12-5 overall. They're 7-1 in conference play. That's the top spot in the MIAA. Central Missouri coming in a game behind Northwest in the standings at 14-3. They're 6-2 in MIAA play. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this shapes up to be a very interesting and a very fun matchup in this men's game.
Yeah, it really should, because there's some importance to it, and both teams have pretty good basketball teams, which really adds to it. It looks like we're going to have a great crowd here this afternoon. And, you know, one thing that we have seen from the crowds, especially the last couple of ball games with the students back on campus, is we've seen big crowds in recent years, and they've been kind of quiet. But this year, the crowd has gotten into it. They've been a part of the game, and, you know, I don't know if crowds always realize it, but they can affect the outcome of a basketball game with their energy level as well, and hopefully it'll be something that'll be a positive for Northwest today.
I really think a lot of it's playing off of the Teak fraternity here on in the north at Northwest. As they're coming out, they line up in the north end zone area. They're making noise, and really the entire crowd kind of feeds off of their energy.
Yeah, and that's great to see. You know, no matter how you can get them going, and those guys stepped it up late last year, and we saw them coming out and really doing some good things to help energize the crowd, and they've done it so far early on this year, and let's hope that continues, as it'll be needed today.
It's Northwest and Central Missouri. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Central Missouri going through their pregame warm-ups. Matt, if statistics mean anything, we should have a game this afternoon where both teams really go out and go at each other defensively here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Defensively and rebounding are going to be two big keys for both teams. Both teams are good rebounding teams for Central, kind of like their women's team. They do a good job on the offensive glass and get some second-chance opportunities. So that's something that Northwest is going to have to really fight against here this afternoon.
Northwest and Central will have to be back and hear more on this game from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Des Moines native Bill Oliver is a 1981 graduate of Northwest Missouri State and says his experiences while working on the university's public radio station, KXCV, have aided him throughout his career, and one night in particular stands out to him. July 24th, 1979, the night of the administration building fire. The fire destroyed the KXCV studios, forcing the staff and students to find a way to get the station back on the air by the next morning.
Being called out from the dorm and seeing what was happening to the west end of the administration building, and then the immediate response by Raleigh Stallman and Warren Stuckey and everyone else in the administration to allow us to be able to put together that temporary facility in the construction trailer underneath the tower at the former tower site north of campus, and that emergency response, you know, that still stays with me anytime there's an emergency situation, be it to severe weather or whether it's a breaking news item. You know, I still roll back what's it been now 34 years to that incident and how well everybody responded.
Oliver says he stayed in the broadcast field in a number of different capacities since graduation.
Most of what I've done since college has been in news and sports, but I've had the opportunity to be in management, in operations, had the opportunity to be a manager at three radio stations, and 3.5 years ago had the opportunity to join a news staff in a Bryan College Station for a locally owned company that does things the right way.
Oliver is currently the news director of WTAW Radio in Bryan College Station, Texas.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregamers. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, before we talk more about the matchup here this afternoon, Central Missouri, let's go back to Thursday night. I went for Northwest down in Bolivar with Southwest Baptist, and that's been a place that's traditionally tough to play, but you came out to care of business early in that one.
We did. You know, I thought we got after the boards. I thought we went inside out pretty well. Didn't shoot it great. You know, really didn't get great shots. I think the speed of the game, you know, really dictated. You know, we took quicker shots than usual, but we were able to get the offensive rebound. And then defensively, we just made them shoot over top of us. Didn't give them anything easy. Didn't give up a lot of old boards. Didn't give up a lot of transition buckets. When you do that, you naturally lower somebody else's percentage.
And now going into this afternoon's game with Central Missouri, a team that came back in the standings to Northwest in the conference. Again, a lot of basketball left to be played this season, but a big matchup here this afternoon against a very good team in the Mules.
Yeah, really good team. You know, 6-2, and they could be 7-1 very easily. We're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to compete. We're going to have to just play like we have every single game and take it one possession at a time. Kind of cliche, but, you know, especially against them. You know, you can't get ahead of yourself and get overexcited in the moment.
One of the things that really stands out when you look at the two teams and how they match up statistically is that, first of all, on defense, two of the top teams in the MIAA in defense.
Yeah, I think so. Scoring defense, probably, I would guess. I think they force a lower percentage than we do. I think our scoring defense is a little bit better. Defensively, I think they just try to take away your strengths. They take away a couple players, and then they're a good defensive rebounding team, so they don't give up a lot of easy stuff. And then offensively, they crash the offensive glass. The big thing is we got to rebound with them if you want to have a chance to win the game.
And as far as individual matchups, anything stand out when you look at the way these teams match up individually here today?
Not a lot. I don't know who they're going to put on who. And as far as us, we've got inside-out presence. And so I don't get overly concerned with the individual matchups as I do as the whole.
And, again, it's nice to get them right here at Bearcat Arena, a good crowd for tonight's game or this afternoon's game. That's what kind of makes it fun to be playing meaningful games like this in front of a good crowd.
Yeah, it definitely helps a ton. A little energy in the gym helps us. If there's not energy, it's almost a distraction to us, and it almost hurts to be at home when there's no energy in the gym. Hopefully we get a decent crowd and we come up with energy and something to prove and are able to come out here with a win.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McComb. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
A Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Saturday, January 25th. Dr. Rebecca Donnell will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Convention in Orlando, Florida, titled Etudes That Engage. She says the clinic will showcase a project she's been working on for a few years.
The last few years, partly with Northwest Professional Development Funds, I've had a project of notating arrangements that I have been doing improvised, so to speak, in lessons with my students. And that is, one of the factors in flute study that builds a good player is the practice of using etudes, which are works designed to be fairly short, one or two pages, but have a very specific aspect of flute playing that is looking to help the player improve.
Donnell says these are occasionally such great music they can be performed as concert pieces. She says the etudes considered most famous for flute repertoire are those of Joachim Andersen.
He wrote 9 books of etudes, and what I've done is taken the first 2 volumes that a player would study and arranged a fair number of them. I think I've got about 19 notated, either into flute duets or flute trios, or one is even as large as a quintet. I've also, for a few of them, written some original prelude material to help the player sort of warm up and get ready for the challenges of the etude at hand, or a step-by-step process of how to sort of break down the etude and how to learn it well.
The arrangements were inspired by Donnell's experiences as a student of legendary French flutist Marcel Moise, work she continues to use to this day with Northwest students. The 38th Annual Florida Flute Association Convention is a 3-day event filled with competitions, concerts, exhibits, and presentations.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena in Northwest and Central Missouri, let's take a look at the starting lineups in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. On the men's side, the same lineup that we've seen out of the Bearcats, Deshaun Cooper at a guard, a 5'8 senior. St. Louis, Missouri, coming off a 22-point performance against Southwest Baptist on Thursday night, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds a game. Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. He's averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game, and he had 18 points against SPU on Thursday, including 5 of 8 from a 3-point range. Connor Kirker starting at a wing, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Forth, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And also Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's second in the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.5%. He's also 69 points away from joining the 1,000-point club in his career at Northwest. For the Mules, under head coach Kim Anderson, they'll be starting at a guard, Daylon Robinson, a 6-foot senior from Kansas City, a transfer in from Texas Tech, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also at a guard, John Gillum, a 6'2 senior out of Paris, Missouri, and a transfer from Moberly Community College, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Charles Hammock, a 6'6 senior from New Orleans, Louisiana, and a transfer from Coffeyville Community College at a forward spot, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also, Dylan Deck, a 6'9 junior from Smithville, Missouri. He transfers to the Mules from William Jewell, where he was a first-team All-GLVC last year. He's averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Kyle Wolf, starting out of forward, a 6'6 freshman out of Lenexa, Kansas. He transfers in from Brevard College, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds a game. Mules come in, they're 14-3, 6-2 in MIAA play. Northwest at 12-5 and 7-1 in the conference. Bearcats have won 4 straight and 8 out of their last 9. And in the last 2 games, averaging nearly 95 points a game. They're in first place in the MIAA, a half game in front of Missouri Southern. Central Missouri a game back. They come in averaging just over 81 points a game and give up only 69 points a contest. That's first in the MIAA with a point margin of 12.6 points. So Northwest and Central getting ready to go at it in a big matchup in the MIAA at this point in the season. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131 in store at 5th and Buchanan or at